Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And we try to bring you the best in information that can help you, you know, financially, psychologically, spiritually. And sometimes we're able to get into the health aspect of it. And I asked Dan Lyons to come back in a repeat appearance because it's come to our attention that there is an attack upon mitochondria. And the bad thing is, a lot of you, really through no fault of your own, if you're not a scientist or a biologist, I understand why you might not know what that is, but mitochondria is really important. We're going to explain why it's important, and then we're going to tell you what's happening. And then more importantly, we're going to give you some solutions. So we're going to do all that right here on The Common Sense Show, where we're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. But we ask you to share, because with what's going on in the world and in our country, with this Bolshevik communist takeover of our nation, we need to put millions of feet on the street, and we don't have a lot of time to do it. I think our drop dead date may be this summer or this fall, hard to say, but we're up against the clock. So please share shows like this, because we need you to be healthy, because we're going to need your energy to stand up to what's going on. Dan, welcome back to the show. It's really good to have you. We had really good feedback when you were on before, with what you're doing with your nutrition guide, soon to be your workout plan, and geared towards any level of fitness, any age. I think it's tremendous, but I want to focus right now on something that people just don't know anything about for the most part, and that's mitochondria.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having me back on the show.
Our pleasure.
Our first interview was great, and I'm looking forward to teaching people more. So yeah, an overview of mitochondria without getting too deep into it. It is the engine for all of your cells in your body. So you can think about it like the engine in your car. Okay. It makes your car run. So your mitochondria is located in all of your cells. That's where you make, it's called ATP, mm-hmm. adenosine triphosphate. That is the energy currency for your body. So think of it like this, right? If your mitochondria is not healthy, then really nothing that you can do is going to be a permanent solution to fix your health problems. So it's all going to be band-aids. So think about it like this, right? Your car has an engine. You can put new seat covers on. You can put new tires on. You can go to bring your car to a car wash. But if your engine's not running properly, then all of those things are nice, but your car is not going to go anywhere. So I know it's a silly analogy, but think of that the same way that your mitochondria is for your cells. So all your cells require energy to survive. And if this is not happening, your cells die. You can have mutations. You can have insulin resistance. So this all comes from the engine of your cells. And the engine is mitochondria. Does that make sense, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'm making myself a note here. You just described perhaps a link to causation for diabetes. Am I hitting that correctly?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So whether you're talking about weight gain, insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and even cancers, inflammatory diseases, neurodegenerative diseases, heart disease, strokes, heart attacks. It can all be linked back to mitochondrial dysfunction. And I think that a lot of us are overlooking that, because to what you just said, Dave, you know, with the insulin resistance and the type 2 diabetes, if your mitochondria is not functioning properly, you can't make ATP properly, which means that that cell is not getting the nutrition that it needs. And in that state, basically what happens is your cells put up a roadblock and they don't want any more sugar. They don't want any more fats. They don't want any fuel at all, because the cells are sick and they can't do their job anymore. So the primary driver in all of these things is mitochondrial dysfunction. And this really can't be, this isn't just my opinion. This is the conclusion of of many, 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 many studies and health professionals. And if your cells are not making energy, then you're in serious trouble. So again, this is damage to the electron transport chain, which is in your mitochondria. So this can happen by chemicals in our diet. This can happen with chemtrails in the air. It can happen with things like mercury poisoning and other heavy metals. It can happen, you know, chemicals in our water. It can happen with the therapeutic shots that we get in our arms. yep. Yeah.
No, so, no, listen, no censorship here. I, you know, we use the V word here.
Okay. It would all be right. Vaccines. I like that, Dave. I like that.
Yeah. I have to ask you here, the electronic transport chain. I wanted to just pull that out for a second, because what'll get people's attention from what you said is the link to diabetes. So insulin resistance right away, boom, I'm thinking diabetes. But when you said electronic transport chain, I'm thinking, okay, how is this effect on mitochondria? How is this related to cancer? And am I right in this? If the messages aren't being sent properly from synapse to synapse with the electronic transport chain, mutations occur. And is that where cancer comes from?
Yeah, yeah. It basically, in a nutshell, so what happens is when your electron transport chain is not functioning properly, this can spiral into nuclear, DNA mutations. So the nucleus is where DNA is made inside of each cell, and you can have mutations in the genetic code. And that's all due to a lack of ability of the nucleus to get energy in the form of ATP. And again, ATP comes from the electron transport chain. So you nailed it, Dave. So whether it's insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes or cancer or any of the other diseases of the West that I mentioned, this can all be linked back to mitochondrial dysfunction, which from there, you know, there's a number of things that cause mitochondrial dysfunction. Like I said, chemtrails, toxins in our food, toxins in our water, there's tons of things that can cause this. And when your cells are sick because your electron transport chain isn't functioning, this is where disease begins. So one of the things that happens right away at first is weight gain and insulin resistance. So that always comes first. And then this spirals into things like diabetes, cancers, heart disease, neurodegenerative diseases. And there needs to be more of an importance in people's minds to take care of their mitochondria, but they just don't know. it's not widely known even what mitochondria is. No one's talking about it. They're just wanting to put Band-Aids on it, right? With other solutions. So the prevention of weight gain can come from fixing your mitochondria. And when you fix your mitochondria, you fix your metabolism. So this can help you stay away from insulin resistance and type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
And the prevention of cancer can be managed through fixing your mitochondria as well. So you lessen the chances of DNA mutations. The prevention of things like Alzheimer's, dementia, can all be linked back to fixing your mitochondria. You lessen apoptosis, which is cell death, and you limit the amount of potential that there is for you to get something like Alzheimer's or dementia. Heart disease, right? If you fix your mitochondria, you lessen the amount of a compound called reactive oxygen species that create oxidative stress, which then lead to heart disease. So that can be prevented, you know, from fixing your mitochondria. And then inflammatory diseases also. If you fix your mitochondria, you reduce the amount of potential that you're going to get an inflammatory disease. So yeah, it's crazy how everything can kind of be linked back to the health of your mitochondria. And if you take care of your mitochondria, then you're going to do a lot better. You're going to be able to help prevent some of these diseases. And, you know, again, I see a lot of Band-Aids being put on these things. You know, a lot of it's medication, big pharma, they like to manage all these symptoms. But if you want to get down to the actual root cause of all these things, it's the health and well-being of your mitochondria or lack thereof. So you fix your mitochondria, then you're going to
Okay.
do a lot better.
Okay, I got a couple of questions along those lines.
Sure.
The
Yes.
food toxins. We touched on this a little bit in the first interview. I'd like to dive into that just a little bit more. And I know you hit a lot of this in your nutrition program, but give us a couple of examples of food toxins that affect your mitochondria.
Well, the biggest one is linoleic acid.
Yeah,
That's
that's what.
what we went over last time. That's, in my mind, the biggest offense is this high linoleic acid causing an oxidation reaction between two compounds. We don't need to dive super into it now, but it creates this situation in your electron transport chain where it oxidizes and you have this mitochondrial dysfunction. Another thing is man-made sugars. When they take a little bit of this sugar and a little bit of that sugar, they splice those two sugars together, and something like high fructose corn syrup or maltodextrin. Maltodextrin is another man-made sugar. It's got a glycemic index of well over 100, which the glycemic index is. It's kind of a mechanism where you get kind of an idea of how different sugar sources affect your blood glucose. Pure table sugar is 100. Now, maltodextrin is well over 100. So there's something unnatural about that, right? If pure glucose was a rating of 100, maltodextrin, I think, I don't quote me on this, but I think it's about 120 or 130. It might even be higher. So there's a lot of things in our diets that we're being poisoned with. There's also heavy metals that, one of the biggest ones is lead poisoning, but there's so
In the
many other
water?
different types
Are you talking about in the water?
in the water, and there's also heavy metals just in the air. I mean, chemtrails, there's aluminum in the air. All
Yeah.
these things,
Barium.
all these metals are causing mitochondrial dysfunction. And it's one thing to get the metals out. If you detox those metals out, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. You need to get those metals out, but you're still left with mitochondria that are not functioning properly. So it's like half the job, if you're detoxing from these metals, the other half is going to be fixing the damage that these metals caused. So there's the metals, there's other chemicals in foods, there's preservatives. There's a lot of things that do the same thing, which is destroying your electron transport chain's ability to make energy in the form of ATP. So,
No, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to ask you, and this is a real difficult question, and you may not have an answer for it, but I remember when the research came out against cigarettes, and I went back and I reviewed the data for a science class I was in as an undergrad, and what I read was they said smoking cigarettes at an average amount, I forgot what they said that was, but it would shorten your lifespan by about 7 years. Do we have any equivalent figures for these toxins on an individual basis about the impact they're having on lifespan?
We don't, but I want to, I'm not that I'm aware of, but I can tell you something very interesting. The exact same carcinogenic compounds found in cigarette smoke are also found in high levels of linoleic acid, like I mentioned before.
Really?
So yeah, because linoleic acid actually doesn't contain those things, but if you eat linoleic acid in very high amounts, 20, 30, 40 times the amount that we're supposed to have. That's what the globalists put in our food supply. Then linoleic acid by nature rapidly degenerates into things like 4-hydroxynonenal, malondialdehyde, carboxyethyl pyrrole, and acrolein, which are all the same carcinogenic compounds found in cigarette smoke. So you could be someone that's never smoked a day in your life and you're still getting all of these carcinogenic compounds. And they're from a specific poison that's put in our food. And I go over this in my course. This is like a little side note, my course that I made is specifically honing in on linoleic acid and how to clear that out of your body and how to rehab your mitochondria. So,
Dan, we're 60 years beyond the research on cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall linoleic acid. I mean, it's been too many darn years since I was an undergrad, but they did list compounds in there. I remember that. I can't believe they didn't know this 60 years ago. And I hate to sound like just a mindless conspiracy theorist that's looking for trouble in the wallpaper, but I interviewed Virginia Farver yesterday, a longtime friend, and she was talking about the FCC now is being forced, because she won a court case, to say 5G is bad for you, but they won't even undergo medical testing that was proven in court. So they're going to do some modifications with 5G applications. They're dragging their feet. And I asked her, I said, do they not know this is a generalized pathogen shortening lifespan? She goes, of course they know. Dan, same thing here. The same thing here. These people have to know what they're doing is bad for humanity.
They have to. And it's very sneaky, because you know, linoleic acid is not in cigarette smoke, but linoleic acid taken in 30 to 40 times the amount that you should take it, that it's found in nature, that God put here for us, found in nature, will rapidly degenerate into those same carcinogenic compounds that are found in cigarettes. So they're doing it in a very, very sneaky way. I believe they're doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Yep. But, you know, 5G is another one that destroys our mitochondria. Just, I mean, I'm sure your audience already knows that all this radiation is destroying our mitochondria. So it can all be traced back to mitochondrial health.
I don't think a lot of our audience does know this, and I'm not putting our audience down. My audience is above average in terms of awareness, way above average. But this is an area that you have to be a specialist. You have to go beyond a normal biology class to really get to the level you're talking about. And most people don't go beyond that in their education unless that's their focal point of interest. And so, you know, and I'm saying that's why I'm not blaming people for not knowing. That's why I have you on here to explain this. And you're explaining it in simple enough terms that people can get it. But you're telling me now, and you're right, Virginia did say this, that the 5G destroys mitochondria.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just in the same way, you know, a nuclear blast destroys mitochondria. Yeah. It's all about the mitochondria. You know, like fallout from a nuclear blast, that is destroying your mitochondria. It all comes down to the mitochondria.
Let me ask you a question. I am going to go conspiratorial now, because the World Economic Forum put this out in front of us. We're doing away with meat and dairy, and we're going to have you eat bugs and plants and stuff like this. Have you bothered to look at the impact of what they're recommending for our diet across an entire population?
I have. We could probably do another entire show on that, Dave. Okay.
I'm known for asking bad questions. Sorry.
Yeah, no. It's yes, I have looked into it. I actually did a show the other day that ended up being an hour and 10 minutes long just on this subject. So I guess a very, very short answer, and maybe we can do another show on this, is that plant-based diets might not be the best. And I don't want to sound too abrasive when I say that, because I know that there's a lot of people that are eating a plant-based diet. But you know, the World Economic Forum, they don't want us to eat meat. They want us to eat a plant-based diet. And there's a sinister reason behind that. And let me just say, without getting into the technicalities, because I can go on for 45 minutes on this.
No, we're going to do another show on it, but go ahead and kind of like satisfy someone's interest now, and then we'll come back and do a detailed presentation.
Yeah, so think of this. Anyone that's on a plant-based diet, there's only a certain amount of places on the globe that you're able to grow vegetables year round. So in order for you to be on a plant-based diet, that implies that you're doing it long term. Well, how are you going to be on a plant-based diet and have natural vegetables and fruits that have not that you're not relying on the supply chain, and that you're not eating some sort of processing? And that's just a question that I want to leave your audience with. That's not the bulk
Wow.
of what I'm talking about, but my whole thing is eat as natural as possible. I'm not against plants, but eat them while they're in season. And the World Economic Forum, to your point, Dave, they want us to get away from eating meat. I think there is a reason behind that. And I'm really looking forward to doing a show, if you're up for it, Dave, a show specifically on this, because my the interview that I was on recently about this, people were very intrigued, especially people that were on a plant-based diet.
Yeah,
So
people are going to get mad at me when I say this, but just my years of being an athlete, and people say I'm vegan, and I looked at they were injury prone. I mean, this is just my casual observation. I haven't looked at any research data, but they seem to be injury prone, and they sometimes they just didn't look healthy. They had good weight, they had good BMI, but they just weren't healthy. And injuries were just incredible. And I remember, in fact, actually, we recruited a kid out of Minnesota when I was in college, a 6'10 power forward who had skills, but he was a vegan. And the first thing our training staff says, "You're not a vegan anymore. We're not going to put up with your injuries and your stress fractures." And that's what happened to Bill Walton, the really good player in the NBA. He shortened his career, I believe, because he was a vegan and he kept having stress fractures.
yeah.
So yeah, I hear what you're saying. I do want to do a show on that. But it's interesting. I want to go back to the cigarette smoke comparison for a second with the toxins in the food. They have to know this. The research, it's got to be so clear to people at that level. They have to know. And so here you produce situations that cause the problem, and then you provide Big Pharma's response to it. That's classic Hegelian dialectic. Has that occurred to you?
Oh yeah. You nailed that, Dave. I mean, just think of BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. You know, they control big food, they control big pharma.
Yeah.
I don't really think, I mean, if you're not a doomsday conspiracy, I am. I tend to think that everything is deeper than most,
Well,
but
you're right in thinking that, because there's
yeah.
nothing that's happening to us from our health organizations, from our administration that's in charge now. There's
Yeah.
nothing you can look at that benefits humanity. Nothing.
Right. And even if you were to show, okay, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, they own big food and big pharma. Even if you show that to your everyday person on the street, they're still going to agree and say, oh, these companies just want to make money, right? Which is half of the way there. But in my mind, I think it's deeper than that. I'm sure you do too, Dave. They want us to be sick and dependent on their system. So then when they introduce the CBDC and it's the only option, you can't buy or sell, you're going to need your medications, you're going to need help from your doctors, you're going to need the healthcare system, and the only way you're going to be able to get the healthcare system is if you opt into this digital currency platform. And my mission as the Patriot Trainer, that's what I go by, in case anyone forgot, I'm a personal trainer, is to help people break away and become independent from this system, so that if this day and when this day happens, because the Bible said it's going to happen, you can't buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast.
That's true.
In this situation, you'll be better off because you won't need their system. You can be healthy the way that God intended us to be, without being forced into this into this digital system. And again, the people that are going to be forced are going to be, first of all, the ones who don't believe the Bible and don't have faith. And second of all, they're going to be people on the fence because, you know, they're sick or their spouse is sick and they need their medication to survive. And I really feel for these people. And I think that these people are the ones who need this information the most.
Can you reverse the damage, Dan?
Yes. Yeah. So
here's why I asked that. My fear would be they'd get us to such a point to where you need their medication until you die. And there's no reversing what they've done to you. So you're saying reversal is possible.
Yes, because mitochondria can rebuild. You can have basically autophagy happen, which is one of the tools that I teach in my course, where, you know, diseased mitochondria will die and be replaced with new ones. You can clear your body of toxins, but that's only half of it. You know, you need to fix your metabolism first. And how you fix your metabolism is fixing your mitochondria and fixing your electron transport chain. So it can be done. You can rebuild your mitochondria. You can rebuild your electron transport chain. But it really takes knowing how to do that. And that's why I made an entire course on it, because it's not just, I mean, if it were so easy, Dave, I would just explain it in this interview.
It's complex. You know? But like that you do, you don't come on here and give simple cereal box answers and try to sell people a bunch of nonsense. I mean, your stuff is well thought out. It's scientific. I want to ask you a workout question, and I want to do a show on that too. How should people prep? But just generally, for people with longevity goals, do you recommend they do strength training or endurance training with weights? Which one would you recommend? If you had to choose one or the other, I know both are important, but if you had to choose, what would it be?
So I would break it up between aerobic and anaerobic. So aerobic just means with oxygen. Anaerobic means without oxygen. Now, anaerobic gets a bad rap sometimes because, you know, cancer cells function on anaerobic glycolysis, which is without oxygen. They need sugar in order to replicate. But anaerobic glycolysis is a natural metabolic pathway that you use when you exercise. So I would break it up into two categories. Now, fixing your aerobic metabolism is, to me, as simple as fixing aerobic respiration, which is directly the same pathway that your electron transport chain uses. So if you're someone that can't walk up the stairs without getting exhausted, it's 99% due to probably your mitochondria is unhealthy. It's dysfunctional. You're not able to produce energy properly. It's not because, you know, you're not doing your cardio. You're probably not doing cardio, but you know, there's two different aspects of this. There's the fixing your aerobic pathways, which can be done through diet. And then there's fixing your anaerobic pathways, which can be done through exercise. And to answer your question, Dave, I think everyone should be doing strength training to have this happen. So,
I was moving into diabetes years ago, and I did the research on this, and it was overwhelming. Go to failure on your workouts. You're not going to get hurt, but you know, whether you do 10 reps or 6 reps, go to failure. That was what my experience was. And I'll tell you, my blood sugar went down like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's so much evidence that going till failure and what it means to go till failure is, first of all, you need to know how to do the exercises properly, safely, in the correct form and technique. And then, you know, you slowly build up those techniques to the point where you can successfully use a heavy enough weight that, you know, after 10, 12, 15 repetitions, you can't do any more repetitions. That is muscular failure. That's what we're talking about here for anyone who doesn't know what going till failure means. If you lift a weight that's way too heavy that you can only lift once, That technically is going to failure too, but it's not what we want to do. We want to pick a weight that you can do 10, 12, 15 repetitions, and by the time you get to that, you cannot possibly do any more because of that burning feeling. So that's what we mean by going to failure. And that has tremendous benefits for health. You can increase bone density that way. And you also rebuild mitochondria. So again, it's all coming down to rebuilding mitochondria. When you go to failure, 10, 12, 15 repetitions, you're gonna cause your body to rebuild mitochondria. And you're not gonna do that if you're on a treadmill doing traditional cardio, doing a jog, right? You might feel like you're getting healthier, and your aerobic systems might increase a little bit, okay? But you're not gonna be rebuilding tissues to the extent that you would if you do anaerobic exercise, which is what me and Dave are talking about,
Yeah.
with the weights.
Boy,
So
there's so much here to explore. I mean, this is future ground for us to talk about.
yeah.
Let me just give you, I'm going to ask something selfish for myself here. When we're done here today, I got about a half hour cleanup to do on my work this morning, but I'm going to go out. The first thing I'm going to do is hit the sled, and I got an M4 tank sled, and I'll go probably 40 yards, 80 yards round trip, frontwards and then backwards back. And I'll do that 4 times, and it takes me probably close to a minute. And then I actually measure when I get down to about 10 to 15% of my baseline, then I do it again, and I end up doing about 4 sets. That's clearly anaerobic. It's what they call HIIT. Okay.
Yes.
Is it having any benefit for me for longevity?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So that's what I was trying to get at in my long-winded
Okay, I got it.
explanation
Let me ask you one
is
more. Then after when I'm
yeah.
done with that, I'm going to do a half hour of the backstroke at a moderate pace. Okay.
Yep.
So is that just for fun, or is there a benefit there?
There's always a benefit to movement. I should say that. I don't want to say that there's no benefit,
Okay. I
but
think I'm getting
you
a
have a.
kind answer here. Okay. All right.
So when I mean, if you're going to go in the pool in a weightless environment, it's going to be great for your joints. It's going to be anti-inflammatory. There's a lot of benefits. I am more in the radical mindset of like, let's get your mitochondria healthy ASAP because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We need to get out of their system. And I just went right for the kill with this mitochondria stuff. And that's what my course is about. Doing the backstroke in a pool is great. It's therapeutic in many different ways and it has its benefits. But if I were to pick one, Dave, because a lot of people don't have a lot of time to go work out. So if you were going to pick one, I would say resistance training is the number one. So resistance training again is
Yeah.
with weights, and
Well, I didn't
that's what
mention
I would
this.
do.
I didn't mention this. I have an eye appointment this afternoon on the way home. I'm stopping. I'm doing my lower body workout, and I'll be running some sprints. So
Oh, great.
I just okay. So that's the second half of what I'm doing. And I find, and I because I own my own business, I can set my own schedule. And I'm lucky that way. A lot of people aren't lucky that way, and I understand that. And they got to do full body workouts and stuff, and I don't have to do that. I do upper or lower, and I switch days.
Yep.
So I and I'm lucky in that way, and a lot of people aren't. Okay, so if we're gonna build our mitochondria, you have a course that you are involved with, and you've developed and made available to the public. Is a lot of your course geared towards mitochondria development and protection?
100%. Yes. So this is what it is, right? If you're talking about diets, whether it's for weight loss, or some people don't diet for weight loss. Some people diet for just overall well-being. They want to be healthy. They want to be able to watch their grandkids graduate from high school and sit in the bleachers without being in pain. So they go, everyone has a different reason of going on a diet. But whether you're on a low carb diet, low fat diet, and then some of these fad diets like the Nordic diet, paleo diet, keto, plant-based diet, pescatarian, Weight Watchers, Whole30. I mean, the list goes on, right? You're not going to see really the benefits of what any of these diets can do. And a lot of those diets I mentioned, I'm not a fan of, specifically the plant-based diet, but it is a diet.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, but you're not really going to see any benefits unless you fix your mitochondria first. That must come first. And that can happen through specific foods and specific routines that you do during the day. A lot of which are basic in nature, but you'd never think of them. And I give people the science of why, because you can fix your mitochondria easily if you know what to do. And to answer your question, Dave, my course, it's an online nutrition course that's specifically for patriots. So I'm the patriot trainer. I'm a personal trainer. I am here to help patriots, which is a pretty unique thing for me. I love doing it. And you learn how to fix your mitochondria. You learn what to stay away from. You learn what to gravitate towards in regard to food. You kind of learn the basics on how to work out and a bunch of other stuff. And before we go, Dave, I can just read to your audience what you get, because you get a lot. So you get.
But before you go further, though, you notice I broke out into a chuckle, and I apologize. It was nothing that you said. It was something you made me think. You said, yep, I'm doing this for patriots, and I'm writing a series now on what a civil war might look like in America. And I'm thinking patriots versus communists. And I'm thinking, okay, the patriots would be healthy and the communists, they'll lose because they'll all be unhealthy and get cancer and die. Sorry, that was my chuckle. But
Point.
Yeah. Listen, I know you're not trying to exclude anybody, but I don't think of leftists as workout fiends either. You ever seen those Antifa types? I mean, they make me look like a bodybuilder. But anyway, let's take the outline of your course here and let's tell people about it.
Yeah. So with the course, when you sign up, you get instant access to the course. It's all online. Think about it like you're going into a classroom, but you're not with other people. You're on your own. You're on your own mission. It's self-paced. And you get, let's see, at the end of the course, first of all, in the course, in each lesson, you get to ask questions. So it's an interactive course where you can ask me questions. I'm notified when someone asks a question. I get right back to people. But there's also an optional 40-question graded final exam at the end. And it's optional because some people don't want to do the quiz, but I recommend people do it because you test what you've learned. Because my point is to be able to walk away with an education, right? And not just like, you know, do this passively. I really want people to learn. I created it in a way that I think people will learn. And I've had a lot of positive feedback that I go into some complex scientific topics, but I make it digestible for people. And not only that, these people that have taken the course are able to articulate to their friends and family, right? So it's a really cool thing that's happening, where people learn, they're excited to learn what's happening to their bodies. They're excited to learn how to fix it. And then they're knowledgeable enough from this course that they go on and they educate more people. So I think it's great. And then you also get, going back to what you get with this course, you get a shopping list. So if you're at the grocery store, you can kind of have an idea of what to gravitate towards and what to stay away from. You have a cookware prep list. You can take that to the grocery store, because you can't be cooking on Teflon pans and plastic spatulas, okay? Because that's another form. Teflon in pans will destroy your mitochondria. It all comes down to the mitochondria. You also get a food cheat sheet. So that's like if you were at someone's house for a party or an event and, you know, you don't know what's in that food. Well, how do you kind of balance that? What's a better choice to gravitate towards? What should you stay away from? You get also a beginner sample workout for people to just get started with resistance training, like we were talking about earlier, Dave. And then I I added a 20-minute abdominal and core workout video of me taking you through a basic ab and core workout. And then I think I mentioned this before, the biggest benefit that I think to this class, to this course is that I make myself accessible for people.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
I mean that. Yeah. So I carved out time in my schedule. I'm not overextended. I closed my personal training business in Boston, Massachusetts in order to focus on helping Patriots. So I am accessible to Patriots if they have any questions. Once you sign up for the course, you get my contacts. You can email me, you can ask questions. I have people emailing me all the time with questions. You can also connect right inside the course. You can ask questions in the course. I can get back to you. You also have access to a private Telegram group chat for additional support. And that's kind of cool because it's not my general Telegram. It's a Telegram that you can only get the link if you sign up for the course. And I think there's like 35 or 36 people in there now. So relatively small. And we all kind of keep touch on a daily basis. People are, telling me about their progress. I had one lady lose 80 pounds since February, which is just wild, and
Wow.
it's just from taking this course. And then we also have fun. People send me pictures of their pets in the Telegram group chat, and we stay connected. So that's really the support, the coaching kind of aspect of this is what people really love the most.
Is the course self-paced or is it tied to a time frame?
No, it's self-paced. It's self-paced. I have people that, they bought this course and they finished it in one day. I don't know how many hours it took them to do that, but they finished it in one day. I also have people who purchased the course 4 months ago and they haven't even started it yet. So it's really up to you. It's self-paced. It can work around your schedule and you can rewatch and retake the exams. You can always reach out to me. It's not like you take the course once and then you don't have access anymore. And I have to say, Dave, the price is really good. So,
okay, yeah, let's get down to that because people are going to want to know what does it cost to do all this?
Yeah.
Got to be
Yeah.
$1,000, right?
No.
I'm
No,
saying
no,
that
no,
kind of
no.
tongue in cheek, but
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's probably $1,000 worth of information, I can tell you. Because I do personal training sessions in person with people a lot up here in Maine, and I've probably spent 300-400 hours explaining to people these different things, and that's a lot of money for them to spend on an hourly rate. Now, all of that information I tried to pack into this course. And so it's $69 before the discount code. And if you enter the discount code, it's 20% off. You get it for $55.20. So the discount code is Dave, DAVE. And yeah, $55.20.
Is that
20
Dave
cents, I think.
20 or Dave, just Dave?
It's just Dave.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, I think it's Dave.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. But yeah, you get a lot for the money, and I would recommend that everyone at least just check it out.
I'm doing the math in my head here. 69, 20%. That's about $14 off. So that's about a little over $55. That's
Yeah.
pretty good. What does it take
Yep.
the average person who starts in and is fairly consistent but not overindulgent? How long does it take them to finish the course typically?
I think a good pace would be, three hours, 2 hours. I mean, it's all what you want to get out of it, right? If
Yeah.
you want to know this information, you end up going through the lessons more than once. So you can keep spending time on it, and when you leave, it's going to be an education that is, it's not like you're just watching videos on YouTube that you get for free. I have done the research on all of this stuff. I have compiled all this data. All the data is listed at the end. for references. And all the time I spent getting all this stuff together is really kind of what you're paying for. You're paying for all the time that I, you know, spent getting all this stuff together.
That's just, it's amazing to me that more people haven't done this. You know, and I'm going to say something, I'm going to be careful about how I say it, but I'm in the gym six days a week, minimum five, unless I just kill myself like I did before the weekend. And I'm talking kill myself working out. And I see these personal trainers. Occasionally I'll see someone, I'll say, that person's good, and I'd let them train me. But then I see some thinking, these people are better off just following me around what I'm doing. I see a lot of incompetence in personal training in the gyms. Do you see it too?
I do. And I don't want to sound like a jerk because it is my industry, but I agree with you, Dave. I love personal training, but because there's no regulations on personal trainers. So I love it because of that, because I don't like regulations, you know, but there is a little bit of a downside to that because any, you know, there's not even like a general way to regulate the amount of
quality
knowledge
control.
That someone has. Quality control. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. So you get some trainers that they might have, you know, they might be in their college years. They like working out. They say, I got to pay for my beer on the weekend because I'm in college. I'm going to go apply for Planet Fitness and work as a trainer. And, and again, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but these people, most of the time they're washing equipment at Planet Fitness. And then if they have an appointment with a client, you know, they meet the client, they show the client how to use the machines. And again, I'm not trying to look down on these people, but
no, it's okay.
There's a lot of quality control.
I'm a participant. I can do that. Okay. I know you're hesitant to do it. I can do it because I'm a participant. And, during the lockdown, Planet Fitness was one of the few places they let stay open. And why? I figured it out when I was in there. It's everything but fitness. You walk in, they had Tootsie Rolls. I'm not joking. I'm being serious. And I watched him one time throw a guy out. He was doing deadlifts and he did the, sir, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. That's disturbing to the, and I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
That was the last time I was there. I said, I can't be in an environment like that. And they have this alarm that goes off if you make too much noise. So if you're doing like a clean and jerk and the bar hits the ground hard, like it should, okay, then this alarm goes off and they come and snatch you and throw you out. It's amazing.
Yep. It's crazy. When I first started my business, I was renting space at a gym. I never worked for a gym a day in my life. I always went right into it as I wanted to pay rent to a gym and like rent that space. And therefore I'd have my own clients there.
Yeah.
And that was when I first started out and I loved it. I loved the freedom and the gym was awesome. There was no regulations. There was like older men and women working out right next to bodybuilders who are in their early 30s and everyone was getting along. And it was like, there was no problem whatsoever. And then you move over to Planet Fitness and there's all these regulations and things that you can do and you can't do. And it becomes a really stuffy place to work out.
Oh, it's terrible.
You know, and did you know, Dave, that the weights that you see at Planet Fitness are most likely not the weights that are labeled?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
So
And
like
they're inflated. I've heard that. Yeah. And that's obvious. They want you to make you think you're improving when you're not.
Yep. They have pizza nights. They have donut mornings. And, you know, I realized this a long time ago and this was before I was into politics. I was a little bit irked. I was like, okay, I understand they're trying to encourage people that might be heavy, but and again, this is way before I woke up in this great awakening. And even then I was like, I think that there's other ways to do it rather than putting Tootsie Roll machines all over the gym.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, you're being nice. When I think back on when I went in there, I think I went there twice total. And when I went in there, and only because of the lockdowns, I mean, LA Fitness shut down and they're kind of, EOS is pretty good. But you walked in there, and now I look back on my experience, I think their mission is to destroy mitochondria. So anyway, that's just my casual observation.
Yeah.
I don't want you to get in trouble. I got liability insurance. I can say it. So, but,
yeah, so
but that's my take. I'm looking at, I'm walking in and I'm thinking, and my son was with me. Right. And I think he was a sophomore in college then. And I look at that and I said, we might be in the wrong gym. He goes, Dad, it's all that's open. And how they got that waiver to stay open was beyond me. I asked him, help goes, well, I don't know. I said, how come you can stay open and Gold's Gym is closed? Oh, no. But it was incredible. Anyway, yep. Listen, folks, I think you've heard a lot here today. You know, this mitochondria thing is a real deal. In fact, one of the things I want to talk to you about next time we visit is about the packaging and stuff like that. And I know you probably are well aware of that with the packaging that goes on. But ladies and gentlemen, I hear it all the time. You've heard interviews I've done. How many guests are saying mitochondria is under attack? You know, whether it's what you're drinking, what you're breathing, whatever it is, mitochondria is under attack. This is no joke. This is a real deal. So I know we're kind of ending on a lighthearted note. You know, at Planet Fitness's expense. By the way, their stock is in the toilet for some of the things they've done.
Oh, I believe it is with that trans thing that happened with
them. My God. Yeah, that was absolutely. Yeah, I won't even touch that. But listen, I'm telling you guys, the mitochondria thing is real. It's a real threat to your longevity. It increases all-cause mortality. I know I've looked at this, and it's really disturbing. So, Dan, the one thing I would say is, how do people get in touch?
Yeah, so that was going to be my closing words here. So there's two ways that you could do it. So Dave, you have a direct link that you'll probably leave right there on the on this.
Yeah, I sure will.
That you make, so people can just click right on that, and they'll go right to the course. And again, so that coupon code is Dave. And actually, I'm looking at it right now. It is Dave, D-A-V-E. Okay. You get 20% off. So you can either do that and go to it directly from that link. Or if for some reason you can't find the link, or if you're listening to it on podcast and can't visually see the link, just go to thepatriottrainer.com. Thepatriottrainer.com. And make sure you enter that coupon code Dave. Because if you don't enter the coupon code, you won't get the 20% off. So either way, that's how you find me. And yeah, Dave. So it was great talk today. And I always love talking to you and your audience. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, really glad to have you on here because it's such a valuable service that you're providing for everybody. And I'll tell you, it beats PF. And that's all I'll say. And I don't mean PF Chang's. Okay, Dan, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to have you on. And ladies and gentlemen, take care of your mitochondria. We'll talk to everybody later. Thanks, Dan. I want to thank Dan Lyons for being with us here. And I've investigated his program. It is absolutely fantastic. It is on the money about what you need to be doing with nutrition. And it's something I'm taking to heart. You know, you can't outrun a bad diet, as they say. So I really want to emphasize that you really take a hard look at his nutrition program. He's coming online with a workout program, too. Now, people ask me, too. They say, Dave, what about what you talk about with Nanosoma and Metasomer gel and the Magic Dicol products? They're complementary to each other. Dan says this is what you got to do to eat to prevent some of these things from happening and also to treat the things that do happen, this is where you want to go. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. They complement each other. They go together hand in glove, and it's something that yours truly is going to stay with for as long as I'm walking on this earth because I found two things. The Magic Dicol products, I think, saved my life. And then I take a look at this nutrition guide. It's easy to follow. It's enjoyable. It's terrific. And now they're following it up with a workout routine. They go together, people. Anyway, I want to thank you for joining us here. We keep trying to bring you programs like this to improve your life because we're going to need to be in tip-top shape. to fight off what's coming. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again on The Common Sense Show, where we indeed are trying to free America one enslaved mind at a time, but do your part and share our work far and wide. Thanks again for joining us.